And how are you feeling today? I just have some questions for you. You were probably asked all this before, but I like to hear them firsthand to verify your chart. Oh, and I might be running a few more tests before I get out of your hair. So, you were in a bike accident, correct? And how long ago did that occur? Right, and hopefully that isn't giving you too much pain. And how would you rate your pain, from 1 to 10? A 2. That's good. The morphine really knocked that leg pain out. And you were injured in your left leg and groin, correct? Yeah, your testicles got a little bruised up, I hear. Well, I'd say you're lucky. No mild injuries, all things considered. Definitely recoverable. Your right shin is fractured, but as far as your testicles are concerned, there's obviously some bruising, but there doesn't seem to be any real lasting damage. The previous nurse did examine you, correct? There were no lumps, bumps, ruptures, or pain? Great. Well, regardless, we'll do an ultrasound just to be sure. And we'll also be needing a sperm sample as part of standard routine for testicular injuries. Yes, we need both an ultrasound and sperm sample in order to ensure there's no long-term damage to either of the testes. An ultrasound is super quick and non-invasive. And the sperm sample, well, it's really entirely up to you how long that takes. It could be just a few minutes, or it could be longer. Or shorter, of course. I'm still in training as a student, so my supervisor will probably need to come in and check the scans afterwards. But I graduate in May, so I'm super excited. Okay, just wrap this towel around your waist, along with your penis to keep it out of the way, and place this towel underneath your testicles. This is just some lubricating jelly. I apologize if it's cold. This is probably the last place you'd want something cold, huh? I just have to scan around for a bit to get a good viewing. It's looking fine. I need to go up your groin area a bit, so I'm going to fold the towel up a little and push your genitals to the side like this. It's alright. An erection is a perfectly natural response. And honestly, it makes this easier. Still looking good. Okay, everything looks, good. It looks really good. No, that sample can't wait. We really are gonna need that sperm sample today. We send them out for testing before 5 p.m. The sooner we find out if your fertility was affected by the accident, the better. Seriously, you really should have this done. You don't have any problems reaching ejaculation, do you? Right, at your age I didn't think so, but we have to ask. For some patients, we have to use electrostimulation. That's done under general anesthesia and is a bit more involved. Is it because you'd rather have a male do it? Because it's fine. You don't have to feel embarrassed. I've already seen like 50 penises today. 51 counting yours. Although, yours might count for two. And I mean, your friend down there is already up and about for the morning, so we can get right to it. Great. So, hand or AV? You know, hand or artificial vagina? I can masturbate you with a gloved hand, or I can use a penetrable device on your penis. It's basically a fleshlight with a condom built in to catch the sample. You've used a fleshlight before, right? No, we can't allow you to do it on your own. It's due to the liability policy. With the medication and a broken leg, you could slip and fall. We just have to monitor you. Plus, you might totally miss the sample jar, and we'd have to do this all over again. It really is just easier this way. So, hand? You sure? Most go for the AV. Alright. I'll be using the same jelly as I did for the ultrasound. It's water-based, and I didn't notice any allergic reaction. Would you prefer me to draw a curtain between us, for privacy's sake? No curtain? Not a problem. Again, it's probably cold. Just going to lubricate your penis. Let's get the skin pulled back. Not trying to embarrass you, but I can see some smegma build up under your foreskin. Need to be watching that daily. Your previous nurse should have gotten that for you this morning, but I think she missed it. Do you prefer the stimulation more focused on the shaft or more focused on the gland's tip? The shaft. Gotcha. Yeah, I figured from the reaction. The head is sometimes really sensitive when they haven't been circumcised. Could you do me a favor and keep your foreskin retracted for me? Yeah, just hold it at the base of your, pubis. I can get that buildup cleaned up for you this way. I couldn't do it while holding the sample jar. There we go. I'll try to be gentle over the glands. No, I think foreskin is fine. I'm glad turtlenecks are making a comeback. Just have to keep it clean is all. Feel yourself getting close? That's alright. Whenever you're ready. Just relax. The jaw is right here. Oh, that's it. There's a healthy sample. There it is. I understand it's natural, but try not to buck your hips. We want to keep moving that leg to a minimum. There we go. Quick and easy, right? You can use the two towels over there to clean up the lube. I'll just go send over these scans and get this sample stored away. You did great! My supervisors should pop in just a few minutes to see you. And remember what I said about hygiene.